Do you think he's coming back? I know he's coming back, Brother Scott. I believe that he's coming back, and I'm not arguing about what he's coming back for, but I know he's coming for me. I hadn't sang that in a while, and I've got to where I don't sing much anymore like I used to. So involved with the Word, Brother Junior, I'd rather preach the Word. But I hope that God will, for a few moments of time, bless me to preach. If God, it's always God's will that He bless His people. It's because of our disobedience. As Sister Gert and I were talking about, that makes us hurt, makes us not have our blessings. But you know, the few short years, Brother Junior, that we've been in this, I found that there'll always be trouble and tribulation in this world. There'll always be some kind of disagreement. No matter where you go, Brother Frank, you'll find some kind of misunderstanding or disagreement between people. That's the way we're made. But I know this, Brother Junior, that if people love each other the way they should, and they will turn to the inward man and turn to God for their way of doing and put this outward man's way away, we'll be all right. Because my way, Brother Junior, is not God's way. Somebody said, I thought your way was God's way. It's not, Brother Coy. Because when I'm in nature, I love nature. Somebody said, I don't love nature. You do, Brother Junior. No man hateth his own body. Nobody wants it to hurt. But I know this, Brother Corbett, today, that I'm going to die someday or another. And I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about dying. Because a long time ago, Brother Junior, at mile marker 146 out here, I got eternal life. And it was taken care of. Some may know not where they got their salvation, but I know where mine was at. It was in Jesus. And still is. Right there at mile marker 146 is where I become willing to let God have His way in my life. And I know today that some don't want you to know nothing. Some want you to know too much. Some want you to do this and some want you to do that. I don't know whether I'll preach or not, Brother Junior, I don't. But I know today that God is everly willing to bless His people. I know today that yes, there's going to be problems in this world. Brother Coy, but I know the man that can overcome these problems. I know these things, Brother Junior, because I have experienced them. I know today because, yes, Brother Junior, them long time ago when you laying in the floor praying, God, don't you know me? Have you forgotten me? What? Don't you know what kind of trouble I'm in? He knew, Brother Junior. Well, Brother Coy, I want you to know, He didn't say we wouldn't suffer here. But I want you to understand, sometimes you think the trouble ain't going to come from where you think it comes from. But it's kind of like your own children, brethren. They hurt you worse than anybody. They do me, Brother Junior. Your own children hurt you worse than anybody else does, Brother John. And even though you still love them, no matter what they do, and I want you to know, Brother Junior, we hurt our father too sometimes. How do you do that, Brother Frank? By being disobedient. But I want you to know y'all pray just for a minute of time. Yesterday, Brother Junior, our Father still loves us. And somebody said, who is your Father, brethren? Jesus told his own parents one time, he said, I must be about my Father's business. And I want you to know, brethren, Brother Corey, yesterday, brethren, I know that Jesus is everything to me, Brother Junior. But I know this, brethren, y'all pray, I don't know. I know something today. For all these years, I've been trying to preach. And Brother Junior, in a year's time, I can take both hands and count on my hands the time I get where I want to get to. But I want you to know, Brother Junior, that I believe those times are getting greater, because I believe the time of the end of time as we know it, Brother Junior, are growing near. And Brother Junior, today, but yesterday, brethren, I want you to understand, Brother Junior, that won't be long until sometime soon. I don't know, brethren, today, but I want you to understand that it's not me that's preaching. If the preacher don't come, then I can't preach. Brother John, today, yesterday, brethren, I know, today, Brother Junior, that soon it won't be long. Today, yes, Brother Jim, it won't be long until Jesus is going to step off the throne, brethren. And there'll be no more time, Brother Lon. Oh, Brother John, you mean it's time to come to an end, brethren? Just as sure as I'm here, and you, I don't know all your hearts out there. I don't know your condition between you and God. Brother Jim, they know where they are with God, and they know where they stand. And if you don't stand with God today, I want you to know, if death comes your way today, Brother John, where you're going to go. But Lord, if they fail to repent and be born again, Brother Coy, they're going to hell, brother, just as sure as I'm here. And I want you to understand, that ain't the end of it, brother, today. Brother Terry, what's going to happen to them, Brother Junior? They're going to be cast somewhere, Brother Frank, into a lake of fire. But I want you to know, I'm not going there, Brother John. I made preparation a long time ago to go the other way, Brother Junior. Brother Mike, Jesus had died on Calvary for you, and he paid the price for your soul. And now you, brother, pray, and sister, but I want you to know, this man had done nothing wrong, Brother Bill, but he'd done nothing wrong. He come near the poorest of the poor, Brother Paul. He come to redeem us, because there was no redeemer in this world, and Brother Lonnie, they had the law, Brother Junior, but it couldn't redeem them. I want you to know, they loved that law, Brother Coy. Brother Coy, but the law couldn't do what? It couldn't give life, brother. I want you to know, what they did from year to year, I was offer up sacrificing, and they take them before the high priest, Brother Junior. But that Levitical priesthood, brother, I never saved nobody, and it never give them life, brother, Brother Lonnie. But the Father knew the time, Brother John, that he was going to send his son down here, and he was going to set up a better way, Brother Coy, a new and living way, brother, brother Junior, that wherein what dwelleth there, brethren, righteousness dwelleth therein, brethren. And I want you to know, when Brother Terry is dead and gone, you know, sometime Rita will get all the CDs you can. And she said, honey, when you're dead and gone, maybe your children will pick them up. And somewhere down the road, Brother John, oh, and maybe they'll have the desire, Brother Lana, to listen to you. And just maybe, Brother Coy, maybe they'll turn their head a little bit, and they'll open their ears. And most of all, Brother Coy, maybe they'll listen with their heart and more, Brother Mike, and they'll say, oh, Dad wasn't so bad wrong. He was on the right road, Brother Frank, and that'd do my heart good, Brother John, to know that somewhere along the way, Brother Junior, that I sowed a little seed, but maybe you come by, Brother Lonnie, maybe you, I want you to know, maybe you watered that little seed, Brother Coy, but most of all, Brother Frank, maybe after the seed was watered, God would come by and give the increase, Brother Bill. It's not the one that sowed the seed that should take the glory, Brother Junior. It's not the one that would put a little water on it, Brother John, that should take the glory. It all belongs to my Father, Brother John. It all belongs to Him, and I want you to know, and because He's there, and somebody said, I don't know my Father, and Brother Junior, I know my Father, Larry. Do you know my Father? And that's the question. Do you know my Father? My Father, He dwelleth in heaven, Brother Lon, and He's there, and He looks down on me every now and then, Brother Coy, and He knows your problem, Brother Coy, and nothing just occurs to God, Brother Junior, Brother Frank, He knows all things, and you know what, He knows when the end of time is going to come, but I want you to know, if He come into your room tonight, where would you be? And here's what I would say, honey. Lord, honey, how I love you, and how you've been so good for me. Sister Brenda, she's my life, brother. And today, she's part of my life, brother Frank. I wouldn't want to live without her, but here's what I want to do. I want to go on doing God's work, wherever I am, brethren. They may throw me out to the dogs, Brother Ron, but I want you to know, I'll never forget my King, brother, and no matter where I go, Brother Ron. Oh, today, but what about you? What about you? I told them, Brother Junior, the other night, you were there, maybe on Sunday, maybe you weren't there. I said, I've stood and preached to you for 20-some years, and some of you are still sitting right where you were 20 years ago, Brother Lon. It's a sad thing today. I don't say that you have to be a member of my church, but I'd like to hear from your lips, brother, Brother Lon, that God has saved your soul. That's what I want to hear from you. Tell me that God has saved you. I want to ask you to be a member of my church. I'd love to have you. Brother Corbett, I want to hear you say, and I want to hear you confess Jesus while you live here, Brother Corbett. Brother Terry, why do you want to hear that? Because, Brother Junior, it makes my heart glad.
Well, it's all that.
It makes me, Brother Coy. You know, somebody asked me the other day, Brother Coy, how long have you been preaching? And I said, I've been preaching ever since God would call me. Yeah, but I tell you what, Brother Coy, when I was called to preach, I'll not tell nobody. Oh, Brother Junior, I'll not let them know that God has called me. And I made no confession, Brother Junior, before my brethren, Brother Junior. Yeah, but one morning, yeah, just a little black-headed boy, Brother Junior. Oh, my hair turned gray now. I'm getting older. And I hope, like I said, I hope I'm getting wiser, you know. Yeah, but I want you to know, one Saturday morning, Sister Gerd, I went to church. Just like many other Saturday morning, I said, Lord, I've cried, I begged. Now, Brother, the travel was hard, Brother Junior, for this ministry. Somebody said it was easy, Brother, but it wasn't for me, Brother. Yesterday, I sat there, and Brother Carson said, Brother Terry, are you tired of suffering? How did he know, Brother Frank? How did he know? I said, Brother Carson, let me suffer right on a little longer, Brother. Yeah, today, don't you believe, Brother Junior, that God reveals things to people? Don't you believe that the fleece was dry, Brother Junior? Don't you believe that the fleece was wet, Brother? Don't you believe that God wasn't there, Brethren? Have you ever been somewhere, Brother Lon? And surely God was here, and I knew it not. But I want you to know, when God is present, I know it, Brother, today. Oh, but God soon is going to call an end to it. What about you? What about you? Are you ready to go, Brother Junior? If God would bless us, God blesses us, we'll gather out at our little association Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week. But I want you to know, I told some of the brethren, I said, I love our association, and I do. I love everybody. But it's come to the point that 80% of the time, church takes care of its own. The people have stopped going, Brother Frank. They've stopped caring, Sister Gert. And if you don't see that, you're pretty blind. Brother Junior, it's the truth. And I'm not downing our associations. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But the Bible says that a man that won't provide for his own household is worse than what? Worse than an infidel. And has already done what? Denied the faith. A man that calls himself a pastor or a preacher of a church and won't provide for his own church, Brother Bill, shame on him. Shame on him. Whoever he may be, I love each and every one of you. No, I wasn't on the top round today, but it's all right, Sister Ann. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. Larry, son, I love you. And I don't point you out because I don't. I point you out because I do. And I want you to be on that cloud with me. I want all of you to get on that cloud, Brother Junior. And I want you to go home where our Father is waiting, Brother Coy. Our Father's not coming back here, Brother Junior. But our Jesus is coming back, Brother Frank. He's coming back. And I ain't got time to waste, Brother Coy.
Oh, no.
I want your children. I want my children. And all you people out here that are not believers in Christ, you better get ready, people. Whether you believe it or not, He is going to return.
Yeah.
What will you do when He comes to your bedroom and says, it's time to go? What are you going to do? Yeah. Now this ain't no game, Brother Bo. This ain't no game. This ain't no fog bank, Brother Junior. This is reality. This is reality, Brother Frank, that you're going to die. And this is reality that you're going to stand before God. Not to be judged, but you're already judged.
Already.
Yeah. You're going to stand before God and give an account for what you've done while you're here in this world. And you're going to be told one of two things. Come in or depart. Now it's that simple, brethren. And I want you to know that God is not worshipped with such things as plaiting of the hair or the adorning of gold and all of these things, brethren. God is not worshipped with those things. God is worshipped in what, Brother Lon? In spirit and in truth. And when you size people up and say, this is a Christian and that's not a Christian, you're wasting your time, people.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you this story and I'm quitting. Brother Clyde Newsom and his wife was out on the lake. I'll tell it on Fanny. She don't care. She said, Terry, she said, I was down here one time and she said, I saw a woman there and she had a dress plumb on down to her ankles and hair hanging way down her back and she was doing real well. And said, I told Clyde, that must be a fine woman there. She said, it wasn't long till she started cussing, ranting and a raving, stripped all of her clothes off. And she said, Clyde, would you beat me if I ever see anything like that again? I was wrong in being judgmental of people. And you know, regardless of what you say you won't be judgmental, you will. You will, Brother Frank. You will be judgmental. I am still judgmental. When I see things that I don't like within myself, Sister Gina, I make a judgment. But when I make that judgment, it ain't long. If it's a wrong judgment, God will let me know it and He'll wear me out. He'll wear me out, Brother Scott. And I'll have to go and pray about that, what I said. And sometimes I do that and He says, now you listen here, young man. I'll tell you what's right and what's wrong. And I'll let you know what's right and what's wrong. And sometimes He says, Brother Paul, as the old saying is, you get more with honey than you do with what? Vinegar, don't you? The Bible says, by my love and kindness have I drawn thee. May God bless you. I guess there is no question who's coming.